Maravra boisai. Lessons from the lay parshas nitzavim vayelech, the last Shabbos of the year. Ooh, scary. I want to dedicate this year for a mazel tov to my nephew Jeremy Kay, who's getting married. You know him? Oh, very good. See? I should be there. I'm supposed to be Masada Kedushin. He's going to be surprised this morning when he finds out I'm not there. No, unfortunately, because of the situation, it's a very, very happy day and a very, very sad day for me because I'm very, very close with my sister and my brother-in-law and the whole family. And for me not to be there, especially I would have been Masada Kedushin, is hard, but I wish him great mazel and bracha. And Amir Tzashem, she's zoicha to build a bayis nemun b'Yisrael. It's very hard to give a shir parsha related that's not going to use what I think is the most famous vort on Parshas Nitzavim. Because the pasuk says, ki ha mitzvah hazos, this mitzvah. I don't know what that means. Ki ha mitzvah hazos, she arnoichi mitzavcha, hayom lo niflesim licha, hi mimcha v'lo rechokahi. It's not for this mitzvah. I don't know what this mitzvah means, but it's not far from you. Loba shamayimi. Don't go looking for it up in the sky. Lomar miyale lanu hashamayim v'ichalanu v'yishma osanu. Lo meiver ayam. Don't go looking for it really far away. Lemar miyaver lanu. You're going to say the same thing. Why? Ki karu ve'lecha davra moga v'ichal v'acha l'asaisa. Right? Beautiful song. It's karu to you. Comes along Rashi, and Rashi says, well, what is ki ha mitzvah hazot? And let's remember, mitzvah is in singular. It's got to be one mitzvah. So, there's a bit of a machloikas here. If we look at Rashi, for example, so Rashi believes that ha-mitzvah hazos is the Torah. The Torah itself. The Torah itself is the mitzvah hazos. Asher anoichi mitzavcho hayom. Okay. Makes sense. On one hand, one could argue, you see in, for example, Pasuk and Tehillim, we do use the word Yachid for the Torah because it's all-encompassing, and it's something for the Yachid. It's possible. The Ramban vehemently disagrees. Al kol haTorah kulo, that's HaMitzvah Zois, V'anochid haTorah Yomar, would it say it in this Lashon? HaMitzvah Asher Anochi Mitzavcha, Aval ha-mitzvah zazos, hu ala tshuva nizkeret. It's talking about the tshuva. The ashaf l'vavecha. Shaf da ad Hashem l'kecha. The pasuk from this week's parasha says, it's meforish. Come to Hashem. Mitzvah sheyitzu lasos came, ne'amar. It's obvious, he says, that the mitzvah hazos is the mitzvah of tshuva. To him, this is obvious. And this is a machlokes in the meforishim of what exactly we're speaking about here. So for example, you have the Meshech Chachma, the Abarbanel, the Sfarno, who all agree that it's Tshuva, and it seems to be Rov of the Rishonim, actually don't agree with that Shita. They agree with Rashi's idea. Right? And later on, the Malbim and the Netziv all seem to say that it's all-encompassing, all the Torah itself. And many have given Vort that say, well, which one is it? How do we know? And Tshuva makes so much sense, because we always read this parasha before Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, it makes sense, because if a person thinks it's so hard, it's not so hard. And that's why, by the way, we read yesterday the brachos, and unfortunately the klalos. And the klalos are supposed to stir us so much in my entire life. Generally, you don't get the aliyah of the klalos. It's always the balkari gets it. I don't know, it was seen as, some disagree with this approach, but it was seen as something that's negative. You don't want to get that aliyah. And we found myself in a quandary in the outside minion that I daven on the Gabbai, and the Balkori was a Levi. So I said, Yamod, Ani, no. So I just went up for the Aliyah. I've never had the Aliyah before. But year after year, I've always told over the story about Rav Nevinson, the great chief rabbi of the old city. I wish to say one of my Rabbeim, when I was learning in yeshiva, we went back for an Elul's month. There was one Elul. Before Corona, there was one Elul where the entire Elul, we were off from YU, and amazingly, Yeshivat HaKotel made an amazing come back and learn program. And one of the highlights was every week we davened with Rav Nevinson. It was Parshas Kisavo. Rav Nevinson, I believe, had some sort of knee issue, and he wasn't able to go to the Kotel. He davened to the Kotel every day of his life. So we davened by him, overlooking. You could see the Kotel from his window. And he leaned. And when he came up to the tochacha, it was unbelievable. He started crying. And I got the Aliyah, I thought about that, and boom. Baruch Hashem, it wasn't my usual, my kids know about my dad crying. I have a fair kid emotional, and we'll talk about emotion today. And I thought about tshuva, and you see, if you read the words, it's stirring. But it affected somebody so much that the halacha says you're not allowed to read it the Shabbos before, because we need a little comfort, right? We're very into comfort, because if you think about what's happened over the last number of weeks, you might not know this, our haftorahs have not been parsha related, although some can relate it to the parsha, they've been related to shifted to Nechemta, right? We had Shabbos Chazon, right, before Tisha B'Av. We had 3 weeks of haftorahs that spoke about destruction, and then we had Tisha B'Av, and then, woohoo, Shabbos Nachamu. Right? You go right this year, right? Thursday, Friday, Shabbos Nachamu. So it's not enough Shabbos Nachamu. 7 weeks of late haftorah, not related to halachas that should be related to the parasha, the Nechemta. Right? Amazing. Because we need Nechama. And I think this parasha gives us that Nechama, right before Rosh Hashanah. We read about Ki HaMitzvah Azos, let's assume for a moment, although I think I can combine both of them. If it's the mitzvah of tshuva, are we actually saying the line? Let's just read the Pesukim again. This mitzvah, now we know, let's say it's tshuva according to the Ramban. Asher anoichi mitzavcha hayom, lo neflesim michav. Don't go. It's kikar v'lecha davar mod. It's right there. It's so easy. So easy. Have you ever read the Rambam's Hilchos tshuva? What's going on over here? Are you really telling me that it's so easy? So maybe you can say, like some of the Mefarshim say, kichui machem devarim, as we'll say, Shabbos haftorah of Shabbos tshuva, kichui machem devarim. Right? Take a sack, Hosea says. Take with you something. Right? I give the following example. Right? It's judgment day. Right? And you've had this whole elo. And last year you had all the excuses. And went, I'm Shana Aleph. I'm not able to, I don't know, tshuvit. Like, what is that? I never heard that word. Now you have no excuses. It's 2 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. Let's go. And you did it. But you did a little bit. So now the Rebbeinu Shalom is judging you on Rosh Hashanah. And he says, no, let's see. And the scales, you know. Corona, all your excuses why you couldn't learn. I didn't really have Shana Aleph. I had to leave in March. No. And then you're in trouble. And the Malach comes, not the Malach we like. And he comes and he says, ah, Azayesh Koyach, let's call him the Satan, whatever. Shkoyach, this one's easy. This guy's nechtom for not chayim toiv maruchim. And the Rebbeinu Shalom looks at you and says, what do you have there? And you have this little bag. I don't know if you ever see the charedim walk around. They don't carry bag. They have little galpaz bag. They're like little bags from like the Mishkan Tchelos bag. Like that's like a stark bag. They put the sefer in there. And they put their little MP3 player, you know, and they have their little phone that they have to text using 1, 2, 3. Okay, fine. And he says, what do you have there? He says, oh, I mean, I did some stuff. And, you know, you unwrap it and you go, I kind of took upon myself now. I started a Seder with one of the Shana Aleph. I don't know, I can't remember Shana Aleph. Right, whatever. I took a Seder with the Shana Aleph guy on the phone. I don't know. My son's in Yeruchim. So one of his chavrus is so annoying because they're in capsules. So he has one chavrus. He has to call. He's sitting like three, but like this. So he can't hear him. So they have to call each other. No, this is the new generation. Now you know why Hashem invented technology. Zoom. So, I did some stuff. I'm learning with the Shana Aleph guy. Before I go to sleep every night, I'm doing the Mesilas Yesharim. And you see the Satan over there going, this is a joke. This is what you did? Are you amazing? Who cares? Look at this, look at it. Hashem says, get out of here, Satan. He says, what? It's not fair. He says, you forgot something about this guy. It's my son. Take with you something. I see that you want to change. Your heart's there. You're not there yet. You're not even close to being there yet. But your heart's in the right place. You're my son. Of course I want you to come back. All the Dubna Magids or whatever muscle you want to give, the king, the palace, the king. He always wants his son to come. Comes in the forest and this comes out. He wants him to come back. Still just say please. Comes along the great Rav Melamed, Rav Melamed says, Dibor he ukrat umvatelet et kol hamasim. My speech can uproot and be mevatel all of the bad actions haraim she'adam asa. The dibor, but the dibor has to be real. Not that, excuse me for saying, not necessarily sometimes our dibor and tefillah. That's just blah, 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 blah. I experienced over Corona, so I'd been davening for weeks and weeks and weeks, unfortunately now, months and months, the same minyan, or Hashem, someone on our block made a minyan. The only challenge of the minyan, besides it being outside and being hot, whatever, okay, and I think my tefillin are totally apostle, because there's so much sweat inside those batim, but okay, fine, I'd have to get them checked, maybe. But, is that davening was very long. The person who organized the minyan made a decision that the Baal HaBayis, who has a long Shemoneh Esrei, I'm going to wait for him, it's his house. We're going to wait for him, outside. And holy cow, it's so long. Did you ever sit to one of those long, oh. When we first moved to Ramat Shila, we were one of the first residents here. So we had a daven, it's called Lev Eliyahu. I davened the 7 o'clock minyan there. That's where the minyan factor in. And that's the main minyan that they have there with the great Rav Mordechai Goldstein, the Rav of the Shechunah. And his Shemoneh Esrei, wow, it's Messiah Mishnayos. Shas, in like a week, you know, like just waiting away. And then all of a sudden I decided, like, why am I waiting? And why don't I have a longer Shemoneh Esrei? Why don't I pick up some good habits here? Right? My dibur actually became serious. I can truly change if my heart changes. He quotes the Sefer Yikara. A sick person goes to the doctor, and he's very sick. And he tells him, you have something very, very serious. And he says, but Baruch Hashem, they've invented a trufa, they've invented a pill. You take this pill consistently, you're going to be better. And the guy's so excited because he's so sick. And he says, I'll do anything. Where do I have to go? I'll go me'ever le'yam, me'ever yardein. I'll go up to the Shema. I go wherever it is. I have to go to America to get this pill. I don't care. Wherever it's at, I'm going to get on a plane. He goes, calm down. Kikar ve'lech ha'davar moed, says the doctor. Go down the block to Arthur's Pharmacy. Go down the block to it. Ruchedet, and you can get it. It says right here. It's like, are you kidding me? He says, yeah, but I'm the doctor. You didn't know about it. Hashem says, it's so easy because it's the start. Kichul mechem devarim. It's the belief that we have in ourselves. The Ramban's v'shavta ad Hashem lokecha from our same parsha. Ad means just try. Start the process. Rav Soloveitchik says something fundamental. I told over to the other Shir Bet guys a story. I'm not going to relate it now because it's actually also on Y Torah, but it's a fascinating story. It's a story about Bill Clinton doing tshuva. Just to give you the on the Y Torah, there's a Shir on this topic. Anyways, there's a story about a rabbi who went to Bill Clinton after he did the whole Misa with a Jew, and there was a prayer breakfast. And he decides that he's the only Jewish representative. He happens not to be an Orthodox rabbi. And he's going to tell him that, you know, he's got to repent. And he doesn't know what comes over him. And he gets up there and he says, Mr. President, do tshuva. Not realizing he doesn't know tshuva is Bill Clinton. And he says, what did you say? He says, I said, do tshuva. Thinking he can get out of it, now he's not going to know what he said. He says, but which tshuva? Rabbi Soloveitchik's tshuva, Rabbi Cook's tshuva? Bill Clinton, guys. What's the difference between the two? It's a whole mitzvah all on itself, not for now. Rav Cook's tshuva is an easier tshuva. Rav Cook in Orot HaTshuva speaks about, of course, reaching the ultimate level of tshuva, but he speaks about a tshuva of starting the process. And we often make the mistake, l'habdil afti avdolos. You know who the happiest people are on January 1st, 2nd, and 3rd? The health clubs, the gyms. Because everybody makes a New Year's resolution. And you know who the happiest people are on February 1st? The same health clubs and the same gyms, because nobody's coming anymore. I once had a roommate. This is terrible. He made a New Year's resolution. He's going to go to the gym all the time. He happened to be, he was engaged, he was getting married. Every morning, 5:30 in the morning.
beep, 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 beep.
I'm waking up at like 7 and beep, beep, beep. Snooze. 15 minutes later, beep, beep. Fine. This went on for, this is not a joke. He never got out of bed. I went to Minion. I came back from Minion. 8 o'clock. I'm like, dude, you got to go to work. He's like, oh, we get up. Finally, it was one of those bad nights. There's a concept in halacha about nezek, causing nezek to somebody. So we know on Shabbos, sometimes, maybe this has happened to you, you wake up in the morning, and you go, and you turn the light on, you brush your teeth, and then you're like, oh my God, it's Shabbos. I've done it before. It's called nesasek. You're not even chayiv, because you didn't even know what was going on. And I was nesasek once. At 5:30, it went off. This had been 2 weeks. And I went up to the clock, and I pulled it out of the wall and threw it out the window. We were on the 6th floor. Okay. I said, enough! I can't take it anymore. But that's the wrong type of tshuva. Yes, Rav Soloveitchik explains that the tshuva you have to do is the Rambam. You have to be chados lo chet, and there's so much the person has to do. Azivas achet, being the same. Yeah, but, wait! Rav Kook says, you got to have a starting point, though. Even the Rambam, Rav Soloveitchik admits, Rav Soloveitchik writes, you know why we say vidui? It's to verbalize what's in your heart. We have a concept, which Rambam says is the ultimate. You know what the words are, the ultimate words in vidui? Is the part where it says the words, aval ashemim anachnu. But we are guilty. That's the way we charge aval, but. No. You know what the words, aval ashemim anachnu mean? Doesn't mean, because you know what but means? You say this to your parents. Why did you do this? Why did you? I did this because he, because. And you go to Hashem and you give excuses why. It was COVID. It was sweaty outside. How can I daven? You made me daven. It's not my fault. You made me daven outside. I was sweating. I have kavana. I can't have kavana. No. Aval shemim is the word aval means indeed. Indeed, we are guilty. No excuses, God. The first step is to admit. But in my heart, I have to believe that. Says Rav Soloveitchik. I need to actualize with words. As Rav Malamed said, the words are what matter because it shows what's in our heart. You know, it's interesting, Rav Soloveitchik points out that Rambam actually doesn't count tshuva as a mitzvah in itself. He maintains that the mitzvah consists of an inner process and an outer process. The inner process is that sincere wanting to return to Hashem in your heart. And the outer is the verbal action. And he gives reasons, Rav Soloveitchik, uniquely why tshuva is not counted and why it is counted under something. We don't believe in ourselves enough to know that tshuva is something that's so easy. There's a story told the Pizhestra Rav. Rebbe, good Rav Moe story, right? Rebbe from Pizhestra says the following. A guy has a dream at night, one night. He's a poor guy, they're always poor in the stories. And he's poor like anything. He's got this little house. It's all black, the house, because it's the soot and they can't clean it up. That's every story. And he lives in Krakow, and it says, there's a certain, just keep walking, take a train, go all the way to, I don't remember, if I forgot the story, Prague, whatever, get on the train, and when you get off, just keep walking, there's going to be a bridge. Under the bridge, you're going to find a treasure, and you're going to be rich for the rest of your life. And he wakes up in the morning, says to his wife, I had this very interesting dream, I don't know what to do with it, I'm going. She's like, you crazy? I'm going. Just brings a shovel with him. Travels on the train. 3.5 hours, gets there, walk, finally makes it. Hashem loves him. He literally finds the bridge. He knows exactly what's going on here. Goes under the bridge and starts digging. Well, it doesn't take but a few minutes of him digging for a brigade of army soldiers to come and say, who is this guy? Is he planting a bomb here? What's going on here? Who is this guy? They stop him. What are you doing? And he says, I'm not going to lie to you, but I had this really strange dream. I traveled here 3.5 hours, took me another hour to walk to this bridge, and I had a dream that there is a treasure under this bridge. The head army guy, the officer says, every dream you have, you're acting, are you crazy? He says, I'm going to tell you a little strange dream. I had a dream last night that there was this poor little guy named Mendel, what was his name, and he lived in a town called Krakow, and under his oven was hidden a treasure. You think I'm going to get on a train now and travel all the way to Christ? Are you crazy? You know what? I'm not going to put you in jail. You better just go home right now. And he gets on the train and he's so excited. He doesn't have the treasure, but he says, the treasure's in my house. God sent me. Fine. And he goes and he doesn't even say a word to his wife. He takes apart the oven. And his wife thinks he's crazy. He's calling a doctor. He's a nut job. What happened with him? And of course he finds the treasure and everything, and they end so beautiful. But what's the mushal? The Rebbe says, why are you going all over the place to find him? We're going everywhere to go. We're going to Uman. We have to go everywhere else but here, but in my heart. I don't want to go in my heart because I want to get out of it. Now it's true, there's something to be said. I watched a documentary actually last night on the Rebbe, Rav Nachman, and all of his people who have taken over the path and try to lead and to explain what that is. And it's true, he started an important concept of Hisbodidus. Hisbodidus is amazing because we don't have this concept anymore in our lives of spending time with ourselves, believing in ourselves. Even when you're on the plane now, Rahman al-Utslan, you can get Wi-Fi. You don't have time to think for yourself. You go to the bathroom, you got your phone. It's terrible. You don't have time to think. And what are you doing when you're on playing a game? What does that mean? You're living in another world. Movies, another world. I love movies because why? I don't have to live with my reality. I have to live with what's in my heart. That's the message over here. Tshuva is a dual process of inner and out. And I think, by the way, that maybe it's not a machlekes. Maybe let's call it the machlekes of Rashi and Ramban is the same. Hainu hach. Because Torah is the ultimate. Torah and mitzvahs is what we're talking about here as well. Because we make excuses, especially in Shana Bad. Say, well, I got all the excuses in the world. I only had half a year. What did you expect of me? Everybody becomes from the half a year I didn't have. And now I'm in the sheer bet type of thing. Like, it's not my fault. No, kikar v'lecha davra me'oy. Lo b'shamayim hi. Don't sit back and relax. You got to work hard. It's in your heart. It's got to be your dibur, though. Just one last thing. Rav Dessler, I believe, tells the story. I think it's correct. I don't want to say something false, but I think I'm right. Rav Dessler was a chain smoker. Terrible smoker. Right. Don't think so badly of him. Back in the day, this was a pastime, and yeshivas in Panovich, they used to say the ceilings were all black. It's smoke in the base medrash. It was like everybody smoked in the base medrash. That was like you did. It was a pastime. Sitting and learning and smoking. We can't even fathom this. It was until the 80s when they started to realize what was going on. So Rav Dessler decided, how can he be a mashpia the way he is and smoke so much? He said he's stopping to smoke. And you know the way he's going to stop to smoke? Anybody he saw, he would go up to him. He goes, by the way, you heard I quit smoking. All the bachur yeshiva, the Rav Dessler's going up to him. Hey, did you hear I quit smoking? So finally, one bachur had the chutzpah to say to him, who cares? Like, why are you telling me this? He goes, because you know how embarrassing it's going to be if I walk in tomorrow morning and I start smoking? So embarrassing. So if I tell everyone, I'm going on a diet. Oh, how's that diet spoke up? So most of us, you know, we can't live that way. Actually, when I was Shir, I wasn't in Shana Bet, but when I was at the end of my Shana Aleph, I had the success of being in Shir Bet. I was in the Shir Bet Shir. And I had this wonderful Rebbe who was a chain smoker. So much of a chain smoker at Nebuch, because he wasn't that old. Maybe he was 35 years old. He was a genius. But he spoke like this, because he had smoked. So one day, I think we were Americans, and we were bothering about it. Because like smoking, it hasn't reached Israel yet. The smoking's bad, you know. But it was bad in America, and he decided that he's going to make a neder. That's going to be his thing. And anyway, a week later, he calls me over. He's like, "Anshtim kavod tavo." And this was like one of my greatest moments of my life. I sit down and I find myself next to Rav Nevensal, Chief Rabbi of the Old City, and another amazing gadol goyim. Sitting next to us, and I'm sitting there, the three of us. I'm like, "What's going on?" He goes, "I want to be Matir Neder. You're my base then." I'm like, "Yeah, that's right. I'm sitting on his base then with the chief rabbi of the old city. Me, little Shana El Shana Bet guy." Like, and he had made a Neder, and he couldn't keep it, and he wanted to be Matir Neder. So that's an important lesson too, because we're not all Rav Desslers. We got to take small steps. Kichui machem dvarim. Start with the heart, saying, "You know what? My first step is I want to change." Don't say something. One of the things I always hated about, I'm sorry, there's not a lot of things I hate about Leva Torah. But One of the things I don't like is the auction they do on Simchas Torah. Why? They do it for, you know, Svarim, and they go, okay, Svarim of Shas. And when it goes, all of Shas! And he doesn't even know what Shas is. He thinks it's like a political party in Israel. He's like, I want Aryeh Deri, Moshe Abutbol. He's like, oh, that's Gemara. Gemara's... Unless like, somebody whispers to him, it's not Mishnayos. Shas me. What are you chewing, biting off more than you can chew? It's not so... Stop! Kikar Velech, it's easy, but to start the process. Let's start with Rav Kook's Tshuva. Mir Tashem, we should reach Rav Salvechik, the Rambam Tshuva. That's true. But with that, I think that's an ultimate chesima toiva, la'al t'chaim toivim b'sholom, if we just start the process and show how much we care about the Ribbono Shel Olam and how much we want to do Tshuva.